Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred on Highway 36 outside of Fortuna Tuesday night. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office initially received a report that 41-year-old Troy Lovergen was seen walking while intoxicated in Hydesville. By the time deputies arrived on scene, Lovergen was nowhere to be found as he was already walking westbound on Highway 36. Lovergen stepped onto the roadway and he was struck by a westbound vehicle driven by 76-year-old Carlotta resident Larry Doyle. Lovergen sustained major head trauma and multiple leg fractures as a result of the collision, and he was transported to Redwood Memorial for treatment. The vehicle's occupants would be uninjured in the incident. Eureka Dutch Bros and the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods teamed up as they collected winter coats to be donated to underprivileged children. Known as the Coats for the Cold Drive, throughout the afternoon, community members donated winter coats at both Dutch Bros locations on 5th Street and on Broadway in exchange for a free drink on their next visit. Dutch Bros will be teaming up with the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods again in January to hold another Coats for the Cold Drive. Fishing in the Big Lagoon has been reopened for local residents after being shut down on Monday afternoon due to oil washing into the water. A single rollover accident by a tanker truck on Highway 101 near Big Lagoon on Saturday afternoon spilled nearly 800 gallons of fuel across the roadway, and along with Caltrans, multiple agencies spent the afternoon cleaning the spillage. The heavy rain caused excess oil to wash into the lagoon, causing officials at the State Department of Fish and Wildlife to shut down the lagoon due to public health concerns. This afternoon, the Blue Lake Rancheria announced a generous donation to the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots program. The Blue Lake Casino, Eureka Rotary, and the Marine Corps were on hand at a press conference held today at the Blue Lake Rancheria, and they announced that they will donate $70,000 to the Toys for Tots program. Tuesday afternoon, the Arcata Police Department released an updated Most Wanted poster. The poster features 8 men wanted on charges ranging from felony evasion, vandalism, assault with a firearm, to burglary. Anyone with information about the 8 wanted men are asked to contact law enforcement. Dan Squire has an update on the court appellate decision of Timothy Littlefield.
In 2013, a Humboldt County jury found Timothy Littlefield guilty on all charges of sexual misconduct with a child under 10 years of age. Littlefield was convicted for repeatedly molesting his 8-year-old stepdaughter and was initially arrested in 2009. He was convicted on 11 counts in September of 2013 and faces a sentence of up to life in prison. Littlefield had appealed his conviction, however, and his lawyers asked for a new trial after a juror made comments about Littlefield's mental health. Littlefield has been free since 2013, but on Tuesday, the First Appellate District Court of California upheld Littlefield's conviction, finding the juror's comments irrelevant to assessing the validity of the verdict. Now, a hearing will be scheduled to determine if any evidence of juror misconduct exists.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department Shop with the Cop program begins this Saturday, as officers will guide children through the aisles of Target for their personal Christmas present shopping spree. The department's public information officer, Brittany Powell, along with Police Chief Andy Mills, were guests on this morning's talk shop, and according to Powell, more children will be able to participate this year in the Shop with the Cop program.
This is our second year, and we've already were able to double the amount of kids that we're going to take shopping. Last year we took 12, and this year we have the funds to take 30 kids. Last year we worked with the Betty Chin Center, and we're working with her again this year, and also the Boys and Girls Club. They are providing all of the children.
Chief Mills went on to say that the next step for the program would be to get other county agencies involved in the process.
Some cities have almost 1,000 children that they're taking through, and it's a year-long operation where they're earning money all year long, and they're putting money out there, and then multiple agencies band together. I think the next step for us will be to get the allied agencies working with us on this thing. So it's not just EPD, but it's the Humboldt Sheriff, CHP, parole, probation. Whoever wants to join is fine with us, because this is about the children.
If you want to make additional donations to the Shop with the Cop program before Saturday, you can contact the Eureka Police Department. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.